Good neighbors, good networking. One of the qualities the best networkers share is a willingness to give without expectation of return. They pass referrals, do favors, make recommendations, even pay for lunch, and never once do they stop to keep score. Somehow, they know that the score will take care of itself in the long run, so there's no real reason to push things along. Interestingly, one place I've seen this is around our neighborhood. I've seen one neighbor shoveling another's driveway, people on our street watch each other's pets and houses. That older couple from up the street will often stop by our house to drop off coupons that we might need. Here's the thing. In all the times I've seen one neighbor help another, not once did I hear the Good Samaritan say, "Glad to help out. Next time I expect you to help me." It just doesn't happen that way. We each do things for the others just because it's the right thing to do. As a result, our neighborhood tends to be a fairly friendly one, and giving and receiving of favors only strengthens our ties. I once met with a potential networking partner who promised to help me make my membership in the local Chamber of Commerce pay off. We met at her office, and she offered me some good strategies. As I was getting ready to leave, though, she looked at me and said, "Now that I've helped you, I expect a certain reciprocity. I'd like you to recommend me to a few people you know." That one statement made me so uncomfortable that ever since then, I've kept her at arm's length. It's a shame, too, since I'm sure we both could have benefited from a closer relationship. Maybe she would have been better off if she lived in my neighborhood and learned to give together like we have.